baby. You just a bomb on me. You win my feels, you earn my feels. You drop a bomb on me. You turn me out, you turn me out. You turn me out, when you turn me wrong. You drop a bomb on me, baby. You drop a bomb.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of The War Room. I'm your host, Jared Cornelius. Joining me on this Tuesday night, as always, is to the right of me, my co-host, Mr. Trevor Trude. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty solid. It's a casual Tuesday. Taking it easy. We got a guest in the fucking house.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. With us tonight... For his however many times he's been on. First time this season, technically.
I'm trying to get that regular status.
Yeah, he's trying. He's trying, but, you know, there's a lot of red tape to go through. But anyway, with us tonight is Luke Dean. How you doing, buddy?
Great. I'm digging the new intro. I like it.
Thank you. Yeah, we change it up every time.
Every time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you never noticed that?
I've listened to several episodes.
Oh, it's always a different song.
Yeah, we play different songs like every time. Yeah. Oh. I tried to.
Well,
I was
except
just
for
playing.
Fucking YouTube. We got to cut that out of the fucking video because he copyrighted us, cocksuckers.
We do?
Out of the YouTube one specifically.
Yeah, I understand.
Cocksuckers.
I understand. You know, we didn't make the music, but
yeah,
I tell you
thing,
who did is
the
Gap
videos,
Band, who is from Tulsa.
Some of the videos, they let us fucking do it, and they even put their fucking music at the bottom.
How do they determine like which ones are acceptable and not?
Like fucking the one we played last time that had it was Iron Maiden. It had that on there.
Well, you know, Iron Maiden, they understand. They get it.
They're not like Metallica.
Yeah, AC/DC was not a fan apparently because they didn't fucking let us play.
I get that. They didn't even have their music on streaming for the longest time. You couldn't like just go on Spotify and listen to AC/DC. You had to get on YouTube.
I was just thinking like
that's how it was for Tool also.
I was just thinking, like, we were talking about, like, how old were you at 9/11?
I was 3 years old whenever 9/11 happened.
Okay. Do you know what Napster is?
I know of it, you know, just from, like, you know, research and listening. And
see, I had
I never, like, I had
out.
A fucking Walkman. I had a fucking Walkman with the foam puffy headphones that you put on. I had Nevermind in there. I had an ICP disc.
Yeah. Walkmans were
I had a Walkman, and then I got an iPhone 3. That's what I remember.
I remember the fucking CD players. The fucking
that's
headphones.
What I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. A Discman.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever it was. It was a CD player. Yeah, I just slide them in. I had a fucking bag I had to carry around with CDs in it.
I know. Man, I know that.
That's
pain.
What I had.
Back
that's,
when you had like the radio. That was when like the radios had like, you know, they could hold six discs at one time.
Oh my god.
Oh,
and you just like press the different thing.
Beating. Beating.
It was, but I mean, I'm not going to lie. I think Bluetooth is much better.
Oh, I mean, for sure.
I mean, but it was cool. But that's what I remember. I don't even know why we're talking about this. It's like, I remember when I had a CD player with foam headphones.
Well.
Because sometimes the phone would come off.
We were talking about like major historical like tragedies that happened
major.
In your lifetimes, and of course in your lifetime, OKC bombing didn't happen.
Yeah,
and I was thinking like so, 9/11. You guys were like all very young, and I was just thinking about how like we were sitting in. I was sitting in TCC in the lobby playing some Jungle Pong, which is a deviation from the regular ping pong game where you can let it hit the four. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm aware, and I was not a fan because I'm a rule follower when it comes to games. And I remember being in a college dorm playing ping pong and a guy saying, let's play Jungle Pong because he couldn't beat me in the normal rules of pong in which ping is played.
So are you good? Are you good?
I can play ping pong. Jungle Pong, that's just playing basketball with no rules, if you ask me.
It's like 21 with tips, but like you don't ever lose until you get like negatives. Or how did that work? You guys know the tip game where you like go back to zero if it hits. The
oh
rim.
Yeah, if yeah, you're yeah. below 13, I think.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, and then like so, it's not like basketball.
21.
Yeah.
21.
Yeah, I used to play that all the time.
If you're under a certain amount, then you go back to zero.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then, if you went to fucking if you didn't get 21 exactly, like if you had 2 pointers.
Yeah, you had to go back like 3 points.
You had to go 13. You go back 13.
You could be the best player. Yeah. You could be the best player on the court. Have to go back like 15 times, and one guy just gets lucky and hits his free throw. Not Shaq.
It's a good time.
Yeah. I love that game. That was a fun game. As long as people fold the rules.
I used to fucking, like, I'd play with my brother, and he was like 6 to 7 years older than me. And his friend in high school, so they just dominate me every fucking game.
Oh, and they act like they were doing some kind of, like, you know, like they were actually coming some kind of big shots beating up on you. You know what
it's
I mean?
All right. Hey, it made me, you know, it made me stronger. It's all right.
Yeah, that's good.
I think that's a good thing. You know, you beat the shit out of them. And anytime I won, I was like, hey, I earned that shit. I might have only been one, but I got one.
Well, you know, it's good to do that. It's like playing a game on really hard level to make you
better. Yeah.
Well, that's like we were playing pickup basketball at Reed Park one time. It was all of us high school kids out there just, you know, we were just hooping. And then some guy came up from a Division II school.
And he just fucking...
Oh, my God. It was the difference in ability was just completely
automatic
different threes level.
Automatic threes just...
I mean, he was dunking on us. Like, he's like probably 6'5", you know?
It's whenever you see guys that are truly giving pure effort against just God-given ability.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Hey, I didn't want this guy to score at all. Like, my whole goal was to not let this guy score 1 point. He probably had the most points of the whole game by far. He was that good.
And, I mean, listen... You make me.
Was that bad?
I mean, I've played a lot of pickup basketball in my life, and I gotta tell you, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. All right, I don't know.
There's no. I don't know. Played a lot of pickup.
Tell you what,
and there was no like side
no there was no punchline.
No,
not
really. I've played it. Just that's just a fact. I've
tell
played
you what,
a lot of pickup basketball.
Son, I played a lot of basketball in my game, and I played a lot of basketball.
I used to play so much pickup basketball.
Oh man, it was what to do after school.
It's probably my favorite recreational sport to play.
For sure.
Football was my favorite organized sport to play.
Yeah, I can see that.
But like, dude, I just remember like I went to a school that was cool enough to be able to get the keys of the gym. Go in there and play till midnight. Yeah, dude.
They would not have trusted us with the school.
Did you go to Edison?
No, I went to Webster. Edison's like the prep school of Tulsa.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, like that's the good kids. I'm just saying, Edison is looked at as a good TPS school. Webster, nowadays, is looked at... I mean, it's in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, that's a fair one. Yeah, sure. I cannot imagine
I love Webster. I loved it.
That's hilarious.
It was one of the best times of my life.
I remember we played them in football and it was a massacre.
Yeah, football is definitely. I mean, Webster doesn't have any. Like, basically, they got rid of their football program.
I remember when they did.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I don't know. Things have gone really downhill there. But I will say. During the 1980s and some, you know, decades before, the Webster wrestling program was like one of the best in the entire nation. Like, they were a dominant program in the state of Oklahoma, and even in the entire nation they were ranked.
What the hell happened?
I mean there's numerous things that people have mentioned on the west side throughout years, but just TPS in general, what happened? Tulsa Public Schools, where you at? Who's representing Tulsa Public? Because, like, you know, all I see is a bunch of kids graduating that can't read. Just saying.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've been able to read for so long. People not being able, I can't comprehend it.
It's insane.
I genuinely can't comprehend.
Just like,
not,
I how
had
can
a roommate.
You live like
I
that?
Had a roommate.
Like, how can you live like that, man?
Well, I had a roommate. And
how can you not read?
The guy's a super nice guy. He's blue collar, does a lot of jobs. You know, he drives a truck. I don't even know how he passes trucker examination. Can't read anything. But it
whoa! Yeah. He's a trucker.
He owned his own.
He doesn't know what the speed limit is.
He owned.
Yeah. He,
what?
He bought his.
What truck. In the 1800s?
No, like recently. Like
oh my god!
He saved up the money.
And he should be in a book.
Is he just a front man and he had somebody behind him pulling the fucking strings?
Dude, I don't know, but I'm gonna tell you this: that me and him were trying to read. I was trying to read the Bible to him one night. We came upon the word boat, and I was like. Jesus got into the. He was like, bat. Man. He couldn't say. I said, this is hopeless. I just slammed the Bible on him. I was like, you have no hope. No hope.
It's a hell of a time to say that.
I'm sorry. Like, it was terrible.
You are the opposite of what the Bible is trying to teach.
I know. Listen,
there's
that's
no hope exactly for you. Right. He's equivalent to the Bible.
I was like, if you can't figure out both, onyx ain't working. Ever.
Any Christian podcast listeners we've had are gone now.
Listen.
You are the worst advocate for the Bible ever. Yeah, I was trying to teach this guy. He can't read. This poor's really sad. He couldn't read. We were trying to read the Bible. He couldn't read the word boat. I told him you have no hope, and I slammed the Bible.
No, but think about it. You're trying to show someone how to read. Imagine kindergarten teachers. They're trying to teach kids
the Bible's hard to read. The Bible is hard to read.
The word boat. Boat's not hard to read. I mean, sound it out. Hooked on phonics.
It's not like you, but you didn't tell him that when he was reading fucking Jimmy
B.
Jones.
No, I literally almost said it for him. I said boat. I said buh. I sounded it out.
I think it's more the wording that you used while you were had the Bible in your hand. There's no hope.
Well,
you're fucked.
This is the same cat that we were at the zoo in Tulsa Zoo and. The zookeeper
was he an
like,
actual cat in the zoo? Because now I think he might be. That's the way the story's going.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. But he was like, the zookeeper came out and was like, sloths only come down from the trees to mate and defecate. And he was like, what's a defecate? And she had to explain to him that, you know, that was how a sloth takes a shit. And it was a real ordeal. But he can't read. He can't read. Still to this day.
And he doesn't believe in God anymore, I'm sure.
He absolutely still does.
I'm sure. Yeah. Oh, there's hope for me.
He did not sound like that. He had a
You can't say the word boat.
He had a rat tail mullet, all right? He did not sound all the way like that.
What, not country enough?
Well, I would say probably more country. He had the accent all the way.
I can read.
Okay, that's better. Yeah,
I
but
can
not
read.
That deep, not that deep of a voice.
I can read.
He was kind of squirrely.
I can read.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah,
tune
that's
it in there. Tune
yeah.
in.
Yeah, you're on the right track. You're absolutely.
I can read. I read right now.
No, you can't because you can't read the word boat. It's hopeless. You're going to drown. You're drowning in a sea of words.
I don't even remember learning how to read.
I remember someone teaching me how to read. It definitely wasn't the Bible. It was like Dr. Seuss.
No, yeah, but you know what? You know what? One of the first
four words
I learned,
per page.
Exactly. One of the first words I learned how to read was the word boat. Tug.
You're hung up on that.
Yeah.
You're hung up on that.
Maybe you're right. I didn't think about that. Maybe because I found the word boat so easy to read because it was like one of the first words I learned. I was so disappointed in this man that was in 12th grade, a senior in high school, that couldn't read the word boat.
I remember in my senior year.
He did have a lazy eye. You think that impacted
it? He probably thought it was an O and he thought it was boot.
We asked him about his lazy eye one time. He was like, "What lazy eye?" That was an awkward moment because I really wanted to be like,
"That's like asking somebody like, hey, how pregnant are you?" And they're like, "I'm not pregnant."
Yeah.
And you're like, "Oh,
just kidding."
That's kind of what that was. Like, that's kind of what that's a joke. It's a joke, but it's a bad joke.
I mean,
but it's the only defense you got there. But like, wait a minute. I had something that I was about to say. Right before that, boat, can't read. I remember, senior year, English. You know, we had to take those tests. We went to the same school, so you know what I'm talking about. You take a test, it's your final, what your reading level is at the end of your fucking whatever. You know, And I was at a fucking 12th grade reading level for as long as I can remember because I read a lot. I feel like if you do read a lot, it's not hard to do. I'm not bragging. It's just there's a lot of people like that. There's this one kid. I'm not going to say his name. This fucking guy was at a 4.3. Fourth grade reading level.
In I thought you made a 4.3 grade average. I was like, that's pretty smart then.
No.
He's at fourth grade reading level.
Like, you should be at 12 point whatever to be.
No, well, so, like, technically, I think, like, sixth through eighth grade reading level is average, which is.
Wait, average for our country? I don't know. Or you're the state, or like
I think the city? In the state. I don't know.
So you're telling me all of Oklahoma is at an eighth grade reading level?
I mean, a lot of people
we're not in the like top 10, like education wise.
Well, okay, I can see that, but
there was a lot of tens.
An eighth grade reading level in Oklahoma is like basically reading the word boat. I'm just saying. I mean, we were reading.
That's like, not necessarily true.
We were reading like Tom.
I think eight.
Tom
I think,
Sawyer in eighth grade.
I think technically in eighth
I'd
grade.
I'd already read in like fourth.
I think technically an eighth grade reading level means you have a basic comprehension of reading. You can't, but like if you saw the word like sarcophagus in a book, you would be like you know, it might fuck you up a little bit.
Maybe I can see it like. I guess there is also a big difference between like reading and reading comprehension. Like, you can read a lot of stuff and not comprehend it, and just be I'm a great reader.
Yeah.
I read through this whole novel.
I don't know the goddamn thing about it.
I know some of these words.
There's an author named James Joyce, and and I read James Joyce's stuff, and I'm like,
he's Irish.
Yes, he is, and I don't comprehend a damn thing that he writes. Like Ulysses,
he was drunk all the time.
I had a friend; he loved him. Like the guy was very high level intelligence, and he read James Joyce. And he said, "But sometimes I'm wondering, like, do you like James Joyce? Or are you really just stupid?"
Dog,
as all the
anybody that's telling you they're reading James Joyce, they like it.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta be, dude. I got a confession. I was on the academic pursuit team.
Well, we were too,
and
but he was like. The actual guy that like was winning all the games for us.
I was the only freshman in Fort Gibson history to be a varsity starter.
Damn,
I took shit serious. They thought I was just a sports guy.
Was that a BA?
No, it was Fort Gibson.
Oh, okay.
We won state my sophomore year.
Well, BA had an amazing academic.
Oh,
well,
yeah. Like, I mean, they got like kids coming in from fucking China playing for them. It's true, dude.
Recruiting them.
It's true, dude. We won state, and then after state, you can go to nationals, which means you go to either Tulsa or Oklahoma City. You play against fucking everybody, and you play against an all Asian team from DC,
of course.
And they are buzzing before the questions read and answering, and you're just like,
listen,
they didn't say three words.
No, I know what you mean because Booker T. Washington. We had to play them, and
they beat our ass like, in basketball because we were white.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like Booker T's had some of the best teams in Oklahoma history.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Antonio Reed, there are a whole bunch of just ballers.
Good football teams too. Justice Hill and
RW
his brother.
McQuarters. Yeah. McQuarters came from BT Dub. But we're on the academic team at Webster. I mean, like, we're doing pretty good this year, and we beat some good teams. I think we beat Catoosa. I think we beat Edison that year, which was awesome because they're like the crown jewel of TPS, except for Booker T. They had a magnet school. They could get any player they wanted or any person they want out of the whole Tulsa district, so they just picked the best of everybody. And so we get to them. There's this guy named Parker. And you're right. Like, before the question was even over, he would buzz in, and he had like 90% of the answers right. Like, we got crushed. It was embarrassing. It was very embarrassing.
I remember, just because freshman year, I would just listen because I was like, I had a lot of meets. Which once junior year came along, I was playing a lot more in football. So I was like, I can't not go to football practice. I have to. And that was the thing, like freshman year. And I played varsity. But like I had a little bit more leeway because it was like I'm a freshman sophomore. I can miss an after school practice to go to an academic meet, be because, you know, that's a extracurricular thing that I'm doing, just like if anybody that was in the band, they could go to band practice if they had to. But, like, I remember any time the question involved this Irish author, I would immediately buzz it and say James Joyce. It didn't matter. Right. And it was always fucking automatic. James Joyce.
Yeah.
And if they ever said anything about James Joyce, this James Joyce fucking whatever, Ulysses. Yeah. And that was usually correct also. I think there was another one I can't remember. But that was a lot of that was. But like the one thing, if you're the sports guy.
Oh, man.
That's fucking listen, easy money.
The two so categories I would just, are dominated in. Exactly. Lightning rounds.
Lightning rounds. I remember one time it was like, name the team this guy plays for in the NBA. And I'm like, oh, my God. All right.
We had like 9 out of 10 just because of me. I think I missed one. Same thing
with there's the nothing better than like when a group of like really, really smart nerds. I'm smart. But these guys, like this one guy, he would read shit that it's just like, I can't believe you're just reading that casually. Like, it was one of those, that kind of guy. Like, me, I was good at history and literature and everything. Like, besides, like I'm not bad at science, but I'm not like a chemist or anything. But, like, and then math, I'm not a math guy. It's for, like, for me, it's history, reading, sports, like, all that stuff in that. So, like, anything like that I could get. But, like,
dude, I get what you're saying. We had a math guy. We had a math guy.
He was my God. That shit was I wouldn't even try. I was like, I can't do this shit.
But they have lightning rounds with math in it. And like the problem was that this guy was not that smart and everything else. He was just pretty average. So you never knew when to sub him in. Like, you know, you had two rounds and you could sub a player in or sub a player out. And we never knew. Like, if there was a math thing, we were probably going to win because we were going to clean up the lightning round. But if there wasn't a math round, we're hoping somebody else to step up and take the reins there in the lightning round.
Well, that's whenever the lightning rounds would come around, where I was like, oh my God, I hope it's fucking, like, I hope it's anything but math computations, because I was like, worst. Dude, I can't find, you know what I would do? I would sometimes, if I could tell none of them knew, I would literally buzz in and just say -1. And it would be right. It was like that was a lot of the times the answer would be 1 or -1. It would be this really hard equation, and you're just like -1.
Yeah, but if you got it wrong, you missed 10 points. It's like they subtracted 10 points, right?
I don't think so.
It's just 0. I couldn't remember.
I just no because anybody like it was like because both teams like could buzz in.
Oh, one, that's right. That's
one
right.
Person missed, from each team. Yeah, so yeah. Like if you buzz in first, you get a chance, and if you don't, nobody gets it. Then the next team can have one person buzz in, and then that's it.
Except for that lightning round, you could.
The lightning round. So the way the lightning round worked was whoever the captain was had to answer, but the other guys could tell them. But he had to answer.
That's right.
So like, even if the other dudes are saying the right thing, and the captain's like, I don't know, and the time runs out, then you know, even if the other guys are right, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
So like. That's why I got made captain because like a lot of the lightning rounds would be sports related. Then like I would get 10, I would go 10 for 10.
Right, right.
And that's huge because you get 10 points right there.
We had this guy, his name was, he definitely did not belong at Webster. He's one of my best friends growing up. His name is Aaron Ritchie and he was the captain of the team and he led the whole city in scoring that year. And he was one of those guys that he knew nothing about sports. So we were like you know, he answered basically 90% of the questions, and our dumbasses would just come in and answer the 10% of the very little.
It's Jordan and the rest of the Bulls. Yeah,
specific knowledge we knew about sports and various, you know, random other things. So, get it. Good old days.
This guy, I remember his name was Ben Wallace. That was the name of our leading scorer. You know what I'm talking about?
Ben Wallace is the leading blocker.
This guy. He's one of the smartest dudes. He was cool, too. I liked him. I think he averaged 220 points a game.
That's impressive.
I averaged 110.
That's still pretty impressive.
That's pretty good. He averaged, but, like, he scored a lot of our points.
Was he? You were the captain?
Well, no, not when he was there. That was my freshman year. I was on varsity, but he was the captain.
I got you. We didn't have enough kids for a varsity JV team most of the time. Yeah.
No, I got to be captain when he wasn't there, which is the only thing, because I think the other
honorary
guys...
Honorary captain.
Yeah, I mean, I got to do that, but, like, I got to be captain sophomore year, And I loved doing that stuff, man. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, I love trivia stuff.
Me too. Me too.
And we actually got to travel, go to different schools. We'd be there late doing that shit. If you did good, you go classroom to classroom, going against different teams. The only thing
is, like you said, if you played football or did something else, you had to choose sometimes between.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once I was a two-way starter, and it was like, listen, are you really going to like not be at football practice as a starter?
Right.
On both sides, fucking do an academic pursuit team. And I was like, when you put it that way,
figure out what you want to do. The
lamest thing ever I could do. You know what I mean? But now thinking back.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I had a dynamic academic pursuit team.
You got a scholarship.
Yeah, dude. Academic bowl. Who knows, man? Nah, I definitely made the right decision. I did like doing football more. But I wish it didn't like mix because like
yeah,
I mean
you were in the band too.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, the only thing I did like in high school that like mixed with football was that. And that was freshman and sophomore year, and I would like you know Tuesdays, I would like I remember because like the guy that ran it. I told him, I was like, I can't be at practice, but like I go to meets and stuff.
Right, right.
So I think it was like Mondays or Tuesdays, which it was great. Actually, the Mondays is usually whenever the meets were. So it was either at Fort Gibson or we would go to wherever, which means I didn't have to play in the JV game, which was great because I hated playing the JV games.
Sometimes you get out of school early to go.
If it's That's true, enough, yeah.
You get to travel.
I remember, it's funny, my parents would actually show up. And like mom and dad, they would like cheer. Tom. They'd show up and watch.
We never had a parent show.
Yeah, they would show up. They'd be there. Well, yeah, they were the only ones I ever saw show up.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, no, they'd show up and watch because then they were allowed to. Like anybody could, but like they'd actually show up and watch. And I remember when we went to Stillwell and they showed up all the way. And then we didn't get home until 10 o'clock.
I've been to Stillwell once.
You've only been to Stillwell one time?
One time.
Wow, this is some real local podcast shit right here. You never been to Stillwell? You're not missing out on much. No, you shouldn't.
They have a strawberry festival, apparently.
It's really not that great of a place. I don't like. I'm not trying to demean the people of Stillwell. It's not the greatest place in the world.
Why?
I don't like it. I mean, it's just kind of a shitty place. You think you might get stabbed everywhere you go?
Stillwell?
Yeah, dude.
Like Stillwell's a place where some meth addict, like country bumpkin, might be like right in the jugular.
I'm sure it's happened.
I don't know.
Dude, like, there was a rumor that they used to have people come and like burn sage around their football fields before teams would show up to play. You know what I mean? Yeah, they're trying to curse.
Ward off the air, evil spirits?
That or they're doing something. They're cursing the field. Kids would roll their ankles, fucking break their necks.
Break their necks.
Yeah, dude. It was horrible. What? I hated playing it Stillwell. You step in a gopher hole. What? Yeah, dude.
What? I mean, Stillwell, what classification are they?
Like 4A.
What?
Yeah.
They're big enough to be 4A Stillwell.
I mean, yeah.
That's insane.
It's off size of school and how many kids are there.
Well,
Fort Gibson's 4A.
Well, I mean, you're right. This is getting kind of getting pretty local.
Yeah, it's very local. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Webster, what are they, 4A?
Well, they were 5A.
3A,
when
5A?
When I started, yeah. They were 5A. The dropout rate increased.
So they were 4A at one point.
Yeah, we're another 3A.
Yeah, they got smaller.
They're the same size as Berry Hill due to the school district shrinking in West Tulsa.
I mean, there's a lot of schools in Tulsa.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of schools in Tulsa and a lot of, you know, poor education in Tulsa and people quitting early.
Well, listen, whenever you're in class and, you know, you walk out of there with 20 less dollars than you walked in there with, it's kind of hard to...
It happens.
Be it's passionate, a good place. Be passionate.
Love that place.
Be
Love it. Love that
place. Be passionate about the school system. You show up every
good
day.
Good things going there. Good things going. Yo.
you leave your classroom to go home for the day. Cars on blocks. They took your tires.
You learn a different skill set there. It's kind of like being in the
fight and survive.
Like, it's kind of like being in the auto mechanics class or the workshop class. Pyro. Like, you learn a different skill set.
Power Tech.
Is that Power Tech? Is that like a Fort Gibson? Wait, did you guys go to Fort Gibson?
Yeah.
So they had like ag. Then they had like Power Tech was literally you just got there and welded for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
If you're a woman, you had to sit inside and not do anything.
My brother made it. Well, I don't remember if it was my brother or some special ed kid they had in there. He made a knife.
Oh, dude, you can do some cool shit.
Yeah.
I'd made that like my...
Yeah, it's real cool.
My like second hour that I went to or first hour so I could show up late and they didn't give a shit. And then like my last hour was golf, which I didn't even go golf every fucking day. I would just go sometimes. I did golf too. The coach would never come out to where we were.
They don't care.
He would only go to the country club because that's where like all the really good kids played.
You know, you play the membership.
Yeah, and
you
know, I was like, I'm not paying fucking $500 a fucking year, whatever it is.
If you want to come to practice, you got to pay fucking.
So he would never come out to fucking Pecan Valley, of what it used to be. And like sometimes I'd go out there and golf, sometimes I wouldn't. I had a friend who literally used my clubs the first time. And like I never golfed, he just went in there. I was like, bro, all you gotta do is go in and be like, yeah, I want to join the golf team, but I think I've been doing it, but just give him some bullshit. And he was like, all right, sounds good. Joined the fucking golf team, golfed one time, never went the entire year, got a fucking A.
Look, growing up in a, you know, an inner city school, the golf team was not taken seriously at all, and deservedly.
No,
say,
where the fuck are y'all playing golf?
Paige Belcher Golf Course in West Tulsa slash, I mean, they call it, I'm not sure if Paige Belcher calls it Jinx, but Jinx people associate Paige Belcher with Jinx, like South Tulsa. It's pretty close to West Tulsa, so that's where we went. Anyway, so, like, I just remember this. Like, we, you know, we were in high school, so we were sneaking beers out there in our golf bags, drinking them on the course. Some old guys are getting mad, so we take the, I mean, our basic knowledge of golf was Happy Gilmore. So we just...
Yeah.
You kind of dress like him tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. Happy. So we take the flags out and leave them out so they couldn't even see where they were hitting the golf ball out when they come up next.
Well, we didn't do that shit because they'd fucking... The guy was a real dick and he'd fucking... Then he would tell the coach and then we'd be... If we weren't out there, we'd be come out there and be like, hey!
One time, instead of going to golf, we literally drove around in a car and honked at people while they were teeing off, like we were about to hit. They're about to hit the ball off the tee, so I'd be like, "Honk, roll out!" And dude, they get so mad.
Maybe this is why some people want public schools to stop.
There was a corner.
This right here.
There was a fucking corner.
The state is paying for this
right there by where we had this dam, and like people would drive by there all the time. It's right where the green was, and you could see them, and people would honk their fucking horn, like right in the middle of you about to fucking putt. Yeah. You're like, "Fuck you, you fucking bitch!" Every time, that was probably us. We did it intentionally. Dude, one time I actually drank lean.
On a golf course?
Yeah, and I didn't know it.
What?
Yeah.
What?
My brother had this fucking Sprite. I think I've told this story on here before, but I'm going to tell it again.
Tell it again. I got to.
My brother had this fucking Sprite that he had made lean up in and put it in the fridge, and I just thought it was a Sprite. So I came home, like, my buddy dropped me off. I was like, all right, I'm going to go in, get my clubs. They're going to fucking go to the golf course. I go in, get my clubs. I open the fridge up, and I'm like, Sprite. And I was like, I'm about to drink this. So I pop it open. Fizzes, like everything, like, you know, doesn't seem like anything's abnormal. Drink it, put it down before I get out there.
Tasted
great. Like, it tasted just like a regular Sprite. I didn't taste any difference. And then, like, an hour goes by, and I'm like, feeling kind of weird. Like, I don't know, I just felt weird. Then my brother calls me, and he's like, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, make golf practice, and he's like, did you drink that Sprite that was in the fridge?
Oh,
and I was
man.
Like, yeah. Immediately, oh, I'm man. Like, this isn't good. And he's like, you drank that? I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, you weren't supposed to drink that. I was like, what do you mean? He was like, it had lean in it. It's lean. And ooh. I was like, that makes sense now. I was like, because I feel fucking weird. And he was like, yeah. Like, I was like, I didn't think it was fucking open. There was a fucking Sprite in the fridge, and I drank it. Like, why would you just leave it there?
Well, I mean,
I was like, why would you just leave it in the fridge where anybody could get it?
He obviously didn't want your parents to know it was lean.
Well, right? Yeah, but I mean, yeah. Like, why would you leave it in the fucking fridge where everybody goes? Well, like, not hide it. You know, it was just right there. I opened it up.
That wasn't in the thought process at all.
But no, I was like,
so
fucked up.
How did,
I just felt
curious.
Like it was super high.
Yeah.
Like, I just felt like I was, and I was just like, ooh. And I told my buddy, I was like, bro, I was like, you know, I said I was feeling weird. I was like, it's because I was fucking lean, apparently. I probably fucking shot like a 90 that day.
I mean, at least you kept score. I don't think we even think we were so bad. We didn't really.
There was a time where I actually tried to, like, take it serious. And, like, I still like doing it. I want to get better, but there's so many more things going on in fucking life to get better than just golf.
When you get, like, you know.
When I retire.
How old are you, Trevor?
28.
So you're getting up on 30.
Yeah, it's fucking creeping up on me.
When you get to that point, you're just kind of like, you know, I love my pastimes. I like doing them. Mm-hmm. I like to get better at them. But yeah, you got responsibilities.
You gotta pick one.
Bills and
yeah, I know it's like, fucking life. Bullshit. Yeah,
you know whatever.
Got a podcast going here. If you get I don't know, fun to it and get us, you know, fucking give us a make us a living here. Hey, we grabbing one of those blue moons. But yeah, no, that was definitely a crazy time. You know, I wanted to ask you about, because one of my favorite fucking cash saver, which we can say the name now because you don't fucking work for those fucking cocksuckers anymore.
Best thing that ever happened, getting fired from cash saver.
I wanted to ask you about that fucking Eric guy. You remember that kid? That cocksucking kid who kept fucking lying about his fucking applications.
Man, here's the deal. Like, I like Derek. You could tell he had some. I mean, look.
I did not like that guy.
Well, of course, this guy came in.
What did this guy do? He jerked off.
I'll tell you this. He comes in. He applies. I can't remember why. I can't remember what he did. He did something stupid. And Trevor did get mad, and he defended his stupid action to Trevor. And Trevor, you know, Trevor's not the one to BS. He's just going to be like, yeah, you're an idiot. Well, I could tell this guy, like, he's struggling, man. He's not blessed with good upbringing. I mean,
no, he definitely wasn't.
Look, he came in, and he's sitting there, and I'm like, so what's your birthday? He's like, hold on. And he gets his wallet out, and he pulls out his ID, and he has to look at his birthday on his ID. So, I mean, we're not.
So this isn't D1 athletes we're dealing with this guy.
And you're probably asking, like, so you didn't hire him, right? No. I hired him.
No, it's the opposite. I'm like, oh, Luke. He's a sucker for a sob story.
a little bit.
We hired him.
No, it's the thing. Luke he's got one of the biggest hearts in a person I've ever met. So, like, listen out there. If you're addicted to heroin, ask Luke for a job.
I'll probably give you a job. Yeah, exactly.
Because on one hand, he wants to help you. On the other hand, you might do some funny shit to make him laugh.
Hey, that's right. Like, there was this my best Price Smart story right now. Like, there's not many of them. It's pretty slow. And
the guy that was reading his birthday.
Oh no, that was cash. Price Mart, cash saver, tomato, tomato. But
it's a grocery store.
It's a grocery store. Anyway, the new one. I'm working one night, and this guy, this like real raggedy looking homeless guy, is in the store, and I'm thinking he's going to steal some stuff. I'm like, you know, like he just got a big coat on. It's kind of warm outside, and you're like, you know.
Well, that technically is like a homeless version of an RV.
Yeah, I start looking at him, and I'm like, he goes up to pay for his stuff, and I cut him off at the register. And I'm like, hey, is your name Ben? He was like, yes, it is. And I was like, dude, I was like,
why is that so funny?
I was like, listen, Ben. I was like, he didn't work for me. I hired him under the table when I worked at 31st and 129 Warehouse Market. I was night manager. I paid $5 a night to $10 a night to come sweep our parking lot and like make sure the whole thing was clean. And then one night, our corporate supervisor was coming up, and he was like, hey, who's that guy working for you outside? And I was like, oh, he's an under the table employee. He was like, well, he might be scaring away customers. I was like, well, he's getting the job done, so you want the parking lot swept or you want customers? I don't know what. You choose. You choose, Drake. You do the choosing here. He's like, oh. Walked off.
Well, when you put it that way.
I mean.
I wanted Ben. The guy. Who was the guy that, was Ben the guy who old Ronnie hired?
Oh, no, that's Frank.
Yeah, Frank, like, lived there, and then he, like, went to the woods.
Actually, I'm the one that got Frank hired. Like, I was like,
well, Ronnie, he didn't really get hired, did he?
No, he's
No, but I mean, before when he wasn't hired.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Once again, we were paying him money. He came up there on a snow day. Same thing as Travis. That's how I knew I should hire Travis.
What does that mean?
What?
He, like, show up on a sleigh?
Oh.
What do you mean? He came in on a snow day. It's a fucking Christmas tale.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay,
Chop?
That makes sense. There needs to be some background information here, because if you've never worked in retail, especially in a grocery store, you don't know what snow. You think, oh, snow, school's out. Like, it's a joyful time. People are, like, standing inside, terrible, drinking hot chocolate, having the time of their frolicking lives. And,
yeah.
You know, it's not like that at all.
Unless you work in a grocery store.
People are fist fighting over every loaf of bread that's left on the shelf. Like, it's basically Armageddon every time it snows in the grocery store. So, you know, Frank Travis, you know, Turley, East Tulsa, they both come up on snow days and just start pushing in carts randomly. Nobody wants to go out and push in carts in the, you know, on a snow day at the grocery store. It's like pushing the sled in football. You got all your fat coaches on there, and they're like talking trash to you, and you got customers out in the parking lot.
So what a better way to get a job.
They're talking
trash. You started doing it. They're like, that guy can do it. Like, immediately.
That, honestly, anybody out there, if you want a job, just go and start doing the job.
Yeah.
Like, if you want that office job, go just show up and start doing it.
I'll hire you.
Just start doing it.
You show up to my store and start sweeping the parking lot, I'm probably going to put you on.
Dude, and guess what? If they send you home, you just show up day after day until they have to.
Yeah, they'll be like, this guy will do the job.
Why wouldn't you hire that person?
Yeah, I mean, you'd be dumb not to.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like the best way I've ever, that's like honestly like one of those stupid inspirational movies where it's like, you just show up like, I'm just going to show up and start doing the job. I've got nothing. I'll do the job for myself. Free.
Yeah.
I just want to be a painter so bad. Continue.
Just stealing their brushes
in the cart for free.
I mean, you know, like, so I also adjusted the amount I pay the people that work under the table.
How do you do that?
out of my pocket.
You pay them out of your pocket? Are you out of your mind?
No. Like, I mean, look.
You know how many boxes of Pop-Tarts you could have bought with all this money you're paying?
Like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Like, ramen noodles cheaper than Pop-Tarts, so you can still afford your ramen if you pay the homeless
guy. Okay, well, let's be honest here. I don't care how much cheaper it is. I'd rather eat Pop-Tarts.
Than ramen?
Yeah, dude. Ramen noodles,
man. Nah, I'm going to say, listen.
Ramen noodles, though, if you do some fucking, like,
You can make some fancy stuff. Pretty
cool. Like, I'll put some egg in there. I'll get some kimchi. Canned chicken, and I'll fucking sear it, and I'll do some spices with it, and I'll put some. Oh man, yeah. There's some good stuff you can do.
Although, like, there's certain Pop-Tart flavors that are pretty good.
Oh yeah, I've got three of them in
my
cupboard.
Which one's your number one?
My number one personal, like my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the brown sugar.
Brown sugar and cinnamon. Yeah. Oh man, you're my dog.
That's my favorite one. I love cherry and I love strawberry. I love the blueberry. The blueberry ones were always
my favorite. The three main fruits.
I like those ones too.
Strawberry's the good.
And that's pretty much it. Yeah. I mean, I didn't really venture out of that. Strawberry's good.
Also, private label.
I think
better.
I don't know what that is. It sounds like a gay bar.
No, private label. Like, fucking Best Choice. Private label.
Oh, yeah.
Better than Kellogg's.
Del Monte or Best Choice. Yeah,
Del Monte.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Like, there's a whole. Okay.
I feel like I should be out of bed with my feet kicked up right now.
you corrected me on the Del Monte, and because I said Del Monte,
isn't that a like banana like fucking thing?
No, that's
a fucking canned vegetables.
No, there's a Del something banana. You're right.
Dole.
Like Bob Dole.
Dale Dole.
Oh, Bob Dole, he good.
Oh, wow, remember which one it is.
No, Dole, you're right.
I think they do have a Del Monte banana also.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Del Monte?
Dole's usually the main one.
Yeah, but there is another kind. Yeah, dude, do you think Dole's the only banana supplier? It's the biggest.
Number one.
Obviously.
The GOAT.
It's the biggest.
They probably are.
Yeah. It's Bob Dole.
It's Tom Brady.
No, it's Bob Dole's thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like how Robert Kraft is Kraft mac and cheese.
They also own Heinz now.
Oh, I mean everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't I mean, you love Kool-Aid. How you that, can just like, monopolize something like, in America.
It's kind of like Pepsi.
You do realize we're living in like the new 19-teens and 20s now.
Well, so
monopolies
like, you're
everywhere.
Like six companies own like all everything. The other sub-companies. Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Four companies own like all whatever.
Like
and
Pepsi owns like Quaker Oatmeal.
Yeah, dude.
Gatorade. There's a whole
fucking
bunch of
bought
stuff.
And sold, man.
Yeah. KFC, Taco Bell.
Yeah, yeah. It's huge. Frito-Lay. I mean, think about how big Frito-Lay is in the
Coca-Cola.
Pepsi.
Pepsi?
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Dude. It's like they literally make them in the same place.
What kind of astronomical number figure do you think the CEO of Pepsi makes? A year per year.
I don't know.
Is it public knowledge?
He's so rich, he's at the point where he is a sexual deviant because he's so bored.
Like Vince?
And he has no. Yeah, I think that's just what happens. You get so rich, like you're so bored. It's like, I guess like, I just got to start
trying
new things.
I can enact every
fantasy
I've ever had.
Yeah. But like, I just think like it gets to the point where you can't make it illegal. You can start pimping him out.
Unless you can pay the person off to your
you
dead,
can't start
apparently.
Being like, hey, you gotta fuck this guy. I mean, he's gonna piss on you.
Weinstein thought he was gonna make it. So did Vince.
Well, you know, a lot of women said yes. A lot of women said no. He's a disgusting man.
A lot of women said yes. Lots said no.
I mean, that's kind of like the Tiger Woods thing. Yeah, he cheated on his wife with 18 or 19 women. But what about all the women he said no to?
Oh, so you're saying it's a lot of percentages here.
Dude, whatever.
It's a game of that percentages.
I mean, you know, I think the first thing is like, what was the first thing?
I don't know. Where did we start with this?
I don't even understand.
We started with Pop-Tarts.
We literally went from Pop-Tarts.
I know, but that's...
We literally went from Pop-Tarts.
That's the level of depth
crimes.
You get on this. Yeah, sexual. Wait. But wait. I am so lost. Where was I before I said what I said? So Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, well, as like the thing that with guys in power, it's literally the same thing with Vince McMahon. You cannot fucking use your position of power to get people to have sex with you.
I mean,
it's not right.
Yeah, it's
you
definitely
can't
not correct.
Do it. You can't do it.
Well, yeah.
It's uncouth. You can't do it.
I get that, but I'm also going to say there's a group of people out there that definitely pursue people of position and power to have sex with them.
Well, yeah. It's just funny how like Clapping. Everybody that's in a position of power folds like a cheap tent, whatever fucking pussy or cock is thrown their way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. I mean,
people
like,
in power are the biggest sexual deviants there are. It's because they got too much time on their hands.
Yeah, no. Like
you can only play GTA.
They got so much money.
Or
they
Red
can,
Dead 2
they can
so much.
Pay people to create their own sexual deviant fantasy.
Yeah, but then those people take screenshots of your text messages.
Yeah, and then they make you pay for life, like child support.
Listen, here's the thing. Don't you understand? Don't you understand about this whole Vince McMahon thing? It doesn't matter. If a lot of what he did is legal or not, it makes him look like a fucking creep, degenerate. That's a lot. It's kind of like the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing.
Right.
It was It was proven that like he didn't like whatever. I don't know. I didn't keep up with it. But a lot of like he won whatever the defamation court case. It doesn't. Once even as a man,
public perception.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Once you're accused, like even if you're innocent, you get accused of something, and you're a huge figure. You're already guilty. It doesn't matter.
It's just like the guy that didn't commit the Atlanta bombing, Eric Rudolph. Everybody they thought he did. Remember the story, the Olympic Park bombing?
Yeah.
These sons of bitches from federal agencies convinced. Like basically convicted him before trial that he was the guy that did it, arrested him, like interrogated him. The news came out and printed
a story.
How fucked
up is that? You're in the interrogation room, like I did it.
The news,
what?
The news came out. I'm pretty sure and printed story. Like up until recently, like I thought Eric Rudolph was the Olympic Park bomber. Well, I brought it up one day, and my brother was like, "No, it's not true." And I was like, nah, it's definitely true. I was alive. What happened? I watched it on TV. And he was like, nah, man. He's like, didn't happen. And I was like, nah, man.
That's a mind fuck. Yeah. Everything you've ever known has been challenged. Yeah. What?
Exactly.
Nope, like, didn't happen.
Eric Rudolph.
What?
Like, blew up some people in Atlanta when the Olympics were here. He's like, check it out. There was a bunch of fabricated BS that they released information before it was officially decided. Eric Rudolph.
And they just don't get in trouble. He was lying and ruining a guy's life.
Yeah. He committed suicide. He killed himself.
Yeah.
The guy offed himself because of this. I'm pretty sure. I wonder why.
He got accused of bombing an international get-together.
I'm not positive he offed himself, but he died. He died.
That is such a huge claim to make.
He killed himself.
Yeah. I don't know if he killed himself.
I can't handle this.
We're bringing you the facts, baby. We're bringing you the facts.
Just say he killed himself. Yeah,
I think he offed himself.
I mean, he was a bigger guy.
He might have offed himself.
I hate to say this, but I hope he did.
I was gonna say that. I was gonna say that's terrible. But I hope for the sake.
Not that I hope. I hope he's fine.
The credibility of this podcast.
I hope for Luke's credibility because he sounded like a guy that they like guests on Fox News. Like he talks about. How, like, Muslims are making fucking, the kids gay.
I was gonna say, he's fucking Alex Jones over here. They're turning the frog gay!
I'm pretty sure he didn't, so,
I love the pain.
Let's see here. He's dead. He's definitely dead.
Okay, well, let's hope that it was,
clear the air here.
Yeah, how'd he die?
I'm looking.
Was he beaten to death by a group of angry Olympians?
With their gold medals?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Using them as brass knuckles, or I guess gold knuckles, and bronze knuckles.
Let's see here.
Silver knuckles?
Yeah. Silver knuckles.
I guess I need to type in Eric Rudolph death.
Whose death are you looking up right now?
Eric Rudolph's.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, maybe Eric Rudolph was the guy who did it.
What?
Hold on.
What do you mean?
Well,
literally, the past 20 minutes don't fact check any
Rudolph.
Of that.
Look, I'm looking. Eric Rudolph, unrepentant bomber, avoids the death penalty. So, does that mean he did it?
Sounds like it. Are you telling me the last 8 minutes have been nothing but blatant misinformation? I feel like I'm in the movie like fucking your brother Usual Suspects right
deserves
now.
A phone call.
You deserve Eric Rudolph. I think we technically as a business owe him an apology.
He is the guy that did it. And he's in prison. He's not dead at all.
So what the fuck are you been talking about for the last 10 minutes?
I don't know, man.
You need to call
your
brother.
So your brother's wrong. And you said he killed himself.
He was so confident. He was like, yeah, man. And he made him kill himself.
Oh, my God.
No, this is the way he said it. He said, yeah, he killed himself. Yeah. He's dead. Jeez. Like this is
there's
like
a lot of misinformation out here tonight.
See, Joe Rogan gets Neil deGrasse Tyson on. We get Luke Dean from Priceburn.
What's the difference, you know?
No, there's a big difference. We're getting the fucking ear to the streets, but sometimes that ear needs to be cleaned out with a cotton swab, I think. God. I don't even know it's real anymore. Eric Rudolph tonight had killed himself. He was dead.
He came back from the dead. He's alive.
Oh,
hey, wait.
He didn't bomb him. He did do it. He's in prison for it.
Actually, you're right. Eric Rudolph did commit the Olympic Park bombing. It was Richard Jewell that was the guy that they had. I got the names wrong, but Richard Jewell actually did not commit the bombing. He got like basically put out there as the guy that did it by tabloids and the FBI. They were basically accusing him of it. Well, he was a security guard there at the Olympics, and they thought he had pre-planned it I don't know the whole story. There's a series of.
So isn't it just so great whenever you don't get to have to apparently, do your job
and you can just create bullshit. I don't know the whole story. This guy over here, I don't know the whole story. Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying, but I need to stop making assumptions off what you say until we check it out. But
apparently, like, I don't know any of this story.
But like what you just said is like, oh yeah, they say he is like, you know, oh wow. You know, they say, you know, he was like, oh, he's a security guard. He had this plan the whole time. Isn't it great whenever you're just that kind of cop? You don't have to do your job. You just get to make up a bunch of shit. It was him. He planned this the whole time. It was the security guard.
All right.
Let's say, did Richard Jewell, was he the guy that created the Jewell?
Richard Jewell, according to Wikipedia, he's an American security guard and law enforcement officer who altered the police during the Centennial Olympic Park bombing, 96, in the Summer Games Atlanta. He discovered the backpack containing three pipe bombs on the grounds and helped evacuate the area before the bomb exploded. Yada, yada, yada. Stuff. Let's see.
stuff.
Oh, here we go.
No important news here.
Jewell was soon considered the suspect of the FBI-based psychological profiling. Though never charged, Jewell experienced what was described as a trial by media, which took place on his personal record and professional a toll on his personal record and professional life. He was cleared as a suspect after 88 days in intense public scrutiny. So yeah,
you're a bully, Trevor. He's trying to do public speaking, and you laugh when he stumbles on his words.
My speech impediment came out right there. Yeah,
I know, but so Trevor's bad. The kind of guy that'll laugh at someone that stumbles on their words.
I didn't want to interrupt my.
That one was so bad, though.
Oh my god!
He died of diabetes and heart disease. So
he didn't kill
44.
Who killed himself?
So what, no one
killed himself.
So you're gonna get sued.
We're gonna be the reason Eric Rudolph gets out of prison because he's gonna sue us in defamation.
He did ADX 4. Are you telling me that he fucking got fat? He was depressed. The people thought he killed the.
Yeah, Trevor, you do realize just because you get diabetes doesn't mean you're fat.
The press basically.
You get diabetes and not be fat.
Yeah, so what I meant was, I thought for the longest time Richard Jewell was the Olympic Park bomb. I didn't know who Eric Rudolph was. And I was convinced Richard Jewell.
I'm not quite sure I know who either of them are. I might have to go do some reading after this. I don't know if I know who either of them are.
The whole thing backwards.
Because I was told someone killed themselves.
It's like I had a dyslexic story. No offense to anybody with dyslexia.
I don't worry. They'll fucking they see an exit sign and think it's a taxi.
They spell race car right though, forwards and backwards.
Yeah, I mean, unless they can't read.
Yeah, it is true. It's hard to.
I mean,
whoa, my god, what a life! You're dyslexic. You can't read.
I mean,
so yeah, words are always just moving.
It's not that bad. You don't even know that one really exists. You can't read it anyway, right?
Oh my god, it's like going to a different country. You can't speak the language. That's basically what it is. I mean, everywhere you fucking go.
I don't think it's like Helen Keller.
Dude, I'd kill myself if I knew what killing myself was. Because how do you learn anything? How do you learn despair?
She learned Braille.
How?
I don't know. She can still feel.
How do you learn to, like,
how
mean,
do you
before
learn?
You can hear?
That's how do rabbit. You know what learning is?
Listen, you want to go down the rabbit hole? Because I'm not sure anybody has scientifically proven that out or figured that out.
It doesn't even make sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Like, how do you teach somebody what fucking this is?
She knew.
You know what I mean?
Well, okay, so look, I can understand
is that
right?
Is that accurate? Is she the one that, like, learned
nothing
how to read
is
Braille?
Factual.
Yeah, I'm
no, a, she couldn't dude. Read
non-fiction
Braille.
Non-fiction podcast.
No. She couldn't read Braille. She was deaf and blind.
Well, I thought she was deaf and mute. No, she.
What's the difference?
No, mute's your mouth. Blind your eye. Blindness is your eyes.
She was deaf and blind.
Okay.
So she was taught how, like that one girl, like Anne fucking Marie or whatever.
I thought you were going to say Anne Frank.
No,
I thought
Anne
he was
Frank.
Too.
Anne
I was like,
Frank
we're going way back.
Anne Frank taught her family how to eat potato chips very quietly. but no, I think it was like some fucking Marie something came and taught her whatever. I remember. Like, but no, like she was like, you know, I think she had to be slapped a lot by this woman because, like, she was like a
brute. So you're telling me my whole opinion of Helen Keller and Eric Rudolph is he was actually a bad guy?
I don't know where you're getting your information.
I don't know either, man.
Helen Keller was like, I guess she was fine. I mean, but you know, she wasn't a bad guy. I guess she had bad table manners.
Oh, no.
That's what I remember from the movie I watched.
What movie was that?
The Helen Keller Story. I don't fucking know.
Was it a documentary?
No, it was a movie depicting the Helen Keller Story. Oh. So, like, it showed how, like, at a young age, because she had this woman that, like, helped her, like, her handler, this Irish broad.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
This
Sullivan taught Helen Keller how to read Braille.
Yeah, Annie Sullivan. Is that her name? Ann Sullivan, Annie Sullivan.
Sullivan.
That was the name. That was her name. And she taught her how to fucking, like, she taught her table etiquette. She taught her how to fucking, I don't know, fold a napkin.
And read Braille.
How? I don't know how.
And read Braille. And apparently.
I don't know. How do you know how to
speak and read lips? Did she learn to speak and read lips? Helen Keller.
That's honestly, like,
entrepreneur.
Honestly, that's only like that's the only capable.
Starting her own company.
I think she was born in like 1872 or something. She was born like way.
Here's the great thing: I can be your fact checker.
Yeah.
I'm having so much confidence in your fucking fact checking.
Yeah.
Apparently, my whole life's been wrong historically. Let's see. She was born on April 14th, 1866.
6 years off. So, you know, they had a lot of time. Like, you know, there wasn't, let's take a break so I can get on my cell phone. It was, we're going to sit here all day until I teach this deaf and blind girl how to fold a napkin. Like, that's what that was. Then just like day like after day. Like
doing it over and over and over until they're like, oh, this must be good.
Then I imagine you have to slap her because she's just going, and like, you've got to fucking find a way to reel her in. And how do you even, I don't even understand how you could conceptualize language.
Yeah, how could she
read without ever hearing it explained?
Wait, it says she can read lips. She's blind, right?
I don't know. I thought she was.
She must not be fully blind.
That's like, bull butter. She was blind.
Hold on.
I saw her walk into a few walls.
Helen Keller was taught how to read Braille.
You don't read Braille, you feel it.
And to print block letters at age 9, Keller began to learn to speak and read lips. Dude, how could she read lips if she was blind?
She can't be fully blind.
Does she have to, like, have her fingers on your lips when you're saying words?
Oh. You feel the fucking cold sores?
Hey, my name is Jared.
Dude, she was deaf, blind, and mute.
So that's what I'm saying. How do you even know how to breathe? I feel like you'd suffocate. I don't know why, but...
Dude, you think Helen Keller was like a prodigy?
I guess.
The worst prodigy ever. Of who? Like, what?
The only success story ever. But back then you had so much time.
If she can do stuff, you can do anything.
Yeah, because she met presidents and shit.
You think it's a made up story, maybe?
No.
But how can she read? How can she read anything?
How many people have you heard about like that?
She could be blind, but like, you know, one of those people that can't see like hardly anything, but they can
make out like shadows or something.
Yeah,
she can blind.
Read lips. Like lips are pretty like a detailed thing on your body. It's not like the, you know, you're looking at your giant head.
You
saw it move
and somebody's bumping their gums.
You can see the word A and O
I don't even know.
Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Oh, I mean, I'm already halfway deaf. So I guess deaf.
Even though I do fucking love music, I think I'd rather be deaf.
Being blind would suck.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Can't ever see tits again.
Exactly.
You can feel them, though. That's yeah, the fun
but
part.
I mean, not when you're just like...
Well, listen, if you don't have to worry about seeing them, I don't have all the superficial thoughts like, oh, our nipples are too big. You don't give a fuck. Well, you're just happy to feel breasts.
Yeah, but then you get down there and you don't know what you're into.
What are you talking about? You hug a woman that you feel like you're going to have sex with. You know what you're getting into.
I guess you can still smell. I forgot about that.
Yeah, but you'll be able to smell her before the clothes come off because you get like fucking daredevil type senses whenever you're blind. You can smell them through their pants. You can smell them through their jeans.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
Like, being deaf, never hearing Led Zeppelin again.
I know.
I don't know, dude. Never hearing Steve Miller. Never hearing fucking, you know, for Trevor, George Strait. You never get to hear George Strait again.
Nothing wrong with George Strait.
That would suck.
Yeah. He's all right. No, I mean, I don't know, dude. Like, I feel like if I'm blind, like, I feel like, do I have to have a job?
I mean, no, you're blind.
I'm disabled, right?
Yeah, you get a check.
How the fuck? I couldn't play video games.
But
though.
What if you could prove you could read lips and you're blind? Then but you how get do you? A job?
No, like, first of all, if I was even, like, if I was legally blind, I'd play it up to where, like, I can't work. What if, yeah. I'd walk into the side of the door.
I'm not overachieving.
No, like, what are you talking about? Like, but
you
like,
can't ever watch fucking sports again.
Well,
you can listen to it.
Yeah, but still.
People used to listen to sports on the radio before TV was a thing.
Well, cool. Yeah.
Jackie Robinson, he's at third. He's running to the home plate. He scores.
He stole.
You just hear the crowd. Boo.
I still listen to radio when I can't watch TV. Like, if I'm in the car or something.
Yeah. I've listened to games on the radio.
I mean, though, you broadcast team, like, I love them. T-Row and all them. Toby.
I can go to concerts and at least, like, hear it live. I don't have to see, but I can hear it.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, if you're at a concert, you'd definitely rather be blind than deaf, for sure.
I mean, yeah. they have, you know, live music festivals. They have, like, silent discos. You don't.
Just anybody can sneak up on me if I'm deaf.
Not blind, but you.
That is true.
Totally different thing, but you're not blind, but you can't. You're not supposed to. Like, you just put earphones on, listen to music, and dance.
Dude, if you're deaf, you can. It's just complete silence the rest, like, forever.
That wouldn't be terrible.
No, it'd be horrible. It'd make you go insane.
I don't think so.
Nothing but your thoughts?
That's all right.
I'm afraid of my thoughts.
Why? But why?
I have to have constant noise at all times. I've got audio, like, autism.
Audio autism?
I've got to always have noise on. I've got to always, if I'm in the shower, it's either music or podcast. If I'm working, same thing. If it's
like, let me ask you this. Like, we were talking earlier about, like, movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Can you
we
watch
were? Yeah, what movies?
Yeah, before we started the podcast.
Oh, okay. I was like,
I don't remember, but I remember I was going to ask you this question. Can you watch an entire movie now?
Yeah.
All the way through? No stops?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because, like, I find myself, like, a lot of times, like, if it's over an hour long, or, like, 2 hours long now, I'm like, yeah.
Oh, I love long movies. I can put my phone down for a few hours and not be on it.
See, I think there's a lot of people like that just can't deal with the like pressure. That's too long. Their attentions are just like too short now.
Yeah, no, I've got it. No, I like whenever I heard Oppenheimer when it came out for theater. It came out in theaters. It was gonna be over 3 hours long. I was like, oh, it's great. Cause I'll sit there and fucking. Hours. The longer the movie, the better. Because first of all, if a movie's getting released and it's like over 3 hours long, it's got to be good because
it's
supposed
to be an epic. Yeah,
exactly. I love those kinds of movies. That's my shit. I actually love a movie that makes me put my phone up because I want to. I go to the movie theater because I love going to the movies. I'll turn my phone off and leave it in the car, and I'll go and I just disconnect and it's great.
I mean, there's been some great long movies. Like I would say, Braveheart's one of those longer movies. That's great. You know,
that's long as shit, too.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'll watch the whole thing all the way through. But, like, Lord of the Rings. Dude, I couldn't make it through that whole thing.
Yeah, thank you.
Stop
yeah.
it. Trevor, you're just... You,
the Return of the King
Trevor,
was trash.
You can't watch a movie if there's not at least 3 fart jokes and, like, you know, a guy with a stupid haircut in it. Like, that's...
I'm going to side with Trevor here, though. Like, the Return of the King was just a long, ongoing saga of, like, they could have ended that thing, like, 2 hours ago and wrapped the whole thing up in a nice, beautiful little package and...
You want to be on this podcast again? You better stop.
What are you, JR? Like,
I love Lord of the Rings. I love it.
I mean, I read all the books. They're great books. Literary masterpiece.
How long did it take you to read the books? A week or two?
I don't know.
You can't watch a movie for a couple hours?
That movie was garbage.
You're out of your fucking mind. You watch your fucking mouth, you misinformation agent. That's what you fucking are.
Return of the King was you, a garbage
movie. Your word can't be trusted. Look, you can't be trusted.
The first Lord of the Rings movie, the first movie, was pretty good.
Fellowship of the Ring.
Fellowship of the Ring was a great movie.
Oh, it's easily the worst out of the three, and it's a great movie, and I love it. But it's the worst.
Garbage. Tell it to
the two towers. It's the two towers. The Twin Towers is 9/11. The Two Towers is a great movie. No. What are you talking about?
It was not that good. It was average. And then the last one, Return of the King, was garbage.
The one that's highly revered as the best movie in the series. It's the
worst one.
You're the only person I've ever heard say that.
I don't know. I'm just telling you, it's the worst one. It drug on. There were like 14 different cutscenes at the end of the movie. There didn't need to be any cutscenes.
What are you talking about?
Like at the very end of the movie, you're like, oh, it's over. They cut it out like a little short. And then they're like, oh, we're going to come back and like tell all the rest of the story. And then there's like more of the story. They keep cutting out and they keep coming back.
So you're saying, oh, they didn't end it fast enough.
Well, yeah, because they could have wrapped all that up without any cutscenes. Like, then you have to black out the screen and then go to, like, fast forward in the future. Like,
you know what? I'm not going to lie. That might be one of the pettiest gripes I've ever heard about a movie before.
It was a trash
movie. Wrap it up! Wrap it up!
The acting was average.
Oh, whatever, dude.
The cinematography was amazing. In all of them.
I've got nothing else. Dude, I just, like, out of all the series, you're going to come after fucking Lord of the Rings?
I mean, it's better than the new Star Wars movies.
The new ones, as in the ones in the last three they made? Yeah, for sure.
It's better than those.
Those ones, I'm not going to lie. Like,
trash.
All three trash. Because I love going to the movie theaters, I like watching movies like that in the theaters because, like, you know, big screen, explosions, action, whatever. So, like, it's easier to enjoy there. You eat enough edibles. It's a good time. You get a 25-ounce beer.
You know, I never thought about this. Maybe, like, eating something of that caliber would allow you to sit through 3 hours of nothing.
Yes!
Nothing.
Dude, when we went and watched Napoleon, 3 hours of just...
Dude, that's exactly
why. It's fantastic.
There's several great movies I've heard that are out there that I haven't seen because they're over... Oppenheimer was one. Napoleon was one.
Mm-hmm.
And Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, it's fantastic. I heard
it's a great movie. Like,
you can watch pretty much all three of those on Apple TV.
I don't have Apple TV.
You better get it.
How do you do that?
Do you have a smart TV?
I don't have any TV right now.
You don't have a TV?
I don't.
Well,
I haven't had one for six months. I would
get a TV.
Okay.
What happened to your TV?
It broke. So I just never got a new one.
So what have you been doing?
This guy's ever talking about, I'm in the stock market, I'm up big, and he's not even have a fucking TV.
AMD
sounds like a degenerate gambler is what you sound like to me.
I have a smartphone, so
it's coming from me.
Get on the smartphone and watch the smartphone.
I mean, I think you can get Apple TV on a smartphone.
How do you not have a TV?
I have ESPN Plus. I watch it all the time.
I was painting my house for six fucking days, but I didn't have a TV.
Listen, I don't even want a TV. My TV broke, and I went and got one out of a dumpster from my stepbrother.
Dude, if the sun fucking explodes in 3 months, you're going to be pretty pissed off you didn't have a TV.
But
I'm not going to lie.
Why?
Because you just are.
But why?
How are you watching sports?
Seinfeld.
I watch ESPN Plus on my phone.
It's a small screen.
It's like you're in the fucking 2000s over there with your little fucking antenna you're pulling up on your fucking TV. Just better graphics.
I mean, like, it's just all those services are like a bunch of extra money.
If you
do it right,
not when you're coming from DirecTV, who's been fucking everybody in the asshole for $250.
Here's the thing that sucks, though. I love DirecTV.
I did too, but I mean, they just put it right up your ass.
Like, the first year you have it, it's not as expensive. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. And then they jump it up like $180, and you're just like, what the fuck?
It's like they're teasing your asshole, and then they just cram it in. That's what's going on there.
DirecTV, they're definitely like the guy you start dating, and you're like, yo, he's not that bad, and then he starts beating on you.
Yeah, you think it's going to get better, and it never does. Never gets better.
He hides it for the first 6 months, and then the real
creep comes out. You find all of his porn, and you're like, this is not normal.
Oh, man.
This is not what you should be watching. But anyway, in that note, everybody, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up tonight. It's getting late. We want to thank Luke for being on and shooting the shit with us on the war room tonight.
Misinformation.
Yeah.
You know, everything you learned by him tonight, there's a good chance it's not true.
Don't make this a historical analysis podcast right now.
Luke Dean, our secondhand information agent. Secondhand information. Everything he heard.
It's big news.
Everything he heard was overheard in a different conversation he was technically not involved in. So
he's calling his brother.
It's just secondhand.
My brother's a history teacher. He was all the way right. I just had the wrong names.
What's his name? Eric Blueberry, the guy that blew up Atlanta. What's his
name? Eric Rudolph, Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Eric Rudolph. Please don't
Mr. take Mr. Blueberry.
I don't want to be sued for defamation because of Luke. Sue him, not me.
He's still alive.
But he's in prison. Exactly.
For killing a bunch of people.
He did kill a bunch of people?
Yeah, Eric Rudolph did. I was saying Eric Rudolph didn't do it.
You said he killed himself.
Richard Jewell got accused
of
doing
it. He died of diabetes.
No. Richard Jewell died of diabetes.
That is true. Yeah. Nobody killed themselves, though.
No.
You're here first.
No one killed themselves. I mean,
anyway.
It sounds like Richard Jewell might have, like, ate himself to death.
Maybe.
That. I'm telling you, he was fucking pounding the oatmeal cream pies.
Dude, what a great way to die, though. Out of my own terms.
There's a whole series about it on TV. I don't want to watch it, but...
Krispy Kreme every day.
There's too much blood in my oatmeal cream pie. That's what I've always said. That you eat so much cream pies, it goes into your fucking... You know what I mean?
Too many cream pies. It never hurt nobody.
Yeah, unless you keep getting pregnant. But anyway, everybody... Thank you for listening to the podcast, everybody. We will see you guys later this week or next week. I'm going to be in Colorado this weekend with Cam. Trevor's going to be on Tinder looking for love. Luke is going to be watching ESPN Plus. He's going to watch the UFC fight on his phone.
Sean O'Malley, Chito Vera.
He's either going to do that or go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes, sir.
Which isn't a bad idea.
Not at all. You should come.
I will be in Colorado. I'll be watching it up in the mountains. I'll be up in the mountains. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, follow, download the podcast. Available on Spotify and the Apple Podcast app for free. Buy a t-shirt. Share this podcast with all your friends. Thank you guys for listening. We will see you guys soon. Goodbye.
Good night.
Good night.